All right, you hear the Bob O'Reilly. We're talking UFC today. This is seven fighters I want to talk about that have made an impact over the last 7 months, and I want to do it all in under 7 minutes. So let's get right into it. First fighter I want to talk about is Daniel Cormier, who earned his second title recently, beating heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic. Daniel Cormier came into the fight already being the light heavyweight champion, and becomes the second fighter in UFC history to hold two belts in two different weight classes simultaneously. The only other to ever do that is Conor McGregor. He also joins an elite fraternity in the fact that only three other guys have ever won belts in separate weight classes. It's three other guys: BJ Penn, Randy Couture, and Conor McGregor. Daniel Cormier recently came out and said that he's retiring in March. However, look for him to have a fight later on in January against none other than Brock Lesnar, which will be a huge pay-per-view match, and I think a lot of people will be excited about that. So definitely tune in for Cormier's last fight, maybe two fights. He says he wants to try and retire in March, so there might be time to get in two fights there. Don't expect John Jones or Alexander Gustafsson to be one of those fights. Second fighter I want to talk about is none other than the notorious himself, Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor has recently been cleared of any felony charges for his thuggish behavior, throwing the dolly through the bus window, trying to fight Khabib Nurmagomedov in December with a gang of hooligans. I think he was going about 20 deep. He has been cleared of everything, and now it looks like him and Nurmagomedov are going to square off in November, which is ironically in New York, exactly where the crime took place. So that if that fight happens, look for that to be the biggest pay-per-view in UFC history, and I fully expect it to. Nurmagomedov, the current lightweight champion, is 26-0, maybe 27-0. Incredible record. The Russian Sambo champion, incredible wrestler, grew up wrestling bears. There's actually a YouTube video of that. So look for Conor McGregor and Nurmagomedov sometime around November. Anthony Smith is a guy I want to talk about. Anthony Smith, kind of a journeyman, came into his last fight with a record of 28-13. So why would I be talking about Anthony Smith? Well, for one, because he just knocked out two former light heavyweight champions in the span of 1 month. He knocked out Rashad Evans, sending him into retirement, and recently knocked out Shogun Hua, who also might be headed towards retirement. Anytime, even if they're at the back end of their career, you knock out two potential Hall of Famers and former light heavyweight champions, you're in the mix for a title shot. Even more interesting in that is that Anthony Smith said that after he knocked out Shogun Hua, he would be willing to step up on late notice to fight Alexander Gustafsson, who recently had an opponent fall out. Weirdly, one day later, Alexander Gustafsson said that he couldn't fight because he had some injury he had sustained in the 24-hour period since Anthony Smith said he'd take the fight. Kind of ironic, I think. Look for Anthony Smith and Alexander Gustafsson to be matched up later this year, and I'm going to pull for Smith. I hope he knocks him out. Another guy I want to talk about is Nick Newell. Who is Nick Newell? He's a guy that used to fight in World Series of Fighting. He hasn't made a name in the UFC yet. He made his UFC debut through the Contender Series, which is a live event where they just have about four or five fights on Tuesday night every week for a span of a few months, and they pick whoever they like the most out of the event. Now, the bad part about it is Nick Newell lost. He lost to a very good fighter, up-and-comer Alex Munoz, who really does have a future in the UFC, I believe. But why even bring up Nick Newell? That's because he was born without his right forearm. He had a deformity, and he has basically been fighting one-armed, his whole career. Guy has a lot of heart. He has a great record. If you've never heard of Nick Newell before, look up his videos. I'm sure there's some fights up there on YouTube that you might want to see. And he's fought quite a few UFC vets. Guy has a heart of a lion, and anytime he fights, I support him because just simply for his courage. But the guy's also really talented and does the best that he can. Robert Whittaker is the next fighter I want to talk about. Robert Whittaker defeated Yoel Romero for a second time in a row to defend his middleweight title. That fight took place in June. The cool thing about Robert Whittaker, not only is he has my favorite nickname in all of mixed martial arts, which is Bobby Knuckles, which I like a lot. He's also the first Australian champion, all-around good guy, really nice person. But in his two fights, his two previous fights with Yoel Romero, both for the title, the first one he blew out his knee and continued on and won the fight. The second one, he broke his hand and continued the fight against Yoel Romero. So this guy has a lot of heart. I believe he's going to be the next coach on The Ultimate Fighter. But anytime you get to see Robert Whittaker fight, definitely tune in for that. He's going to have a big fight on the horizon before the year's up. So definitely check him out. Chris Cyborg's the next fighter I want to talk about. Chris Cyborg's 145-pound, which is the featherweight division. She's the women's champ. And she has a super fight coming up before the year is over with Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes knocked out Ronda Rousey in, I think, 45 seconds, 48 seconds, somewhere around there. So that's going to be a super fight. That'll be a great fight. And honestly, Amanda Nunes is probably the only person that can put up a fight against Chris Cyborg. For those of you who don't know who Chris Cyborg is, she's definitely somebody you want to Google or YouTube and check out some of her previous fights. She hasn't lost in 9 years. And in my estimation, she is the one that's always been the real Ronda Rousey type person that's the unbeatable, the baddest woman on the planet. Chris Cyborg would have buried Ronda Rousey any point in time where they fought. It just never happened because Rousey ducked her. Chris Cyborg is a beast. She weighs in, I think she walks around close to 190 pounds and cuts down to 145. So anybody that can do that, you already know the dedication, but she is just a killer. And I look forward to seeing the Chris Cyborg-Amanda Nunes fight. I think Amanda Nunes has a chance. I think it's going to be a really good fight. Last fighter I want to talk about is Darren Till, a guy from England who just came off a huge win beating Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, a terrific karate-style fighter himself. And Darren Till is getting the next shot at the welterweight title versus Tyron Woodley in September. Woodley has been dodging every opponent he can for years, just trying to hold onto the belt. I'm not a huge fan of Tyron Woodley, and I'm definitely pulling for Darren Till on this. If it's an upset, it'll be a slight one. The betting odds are pretty close, but look for that title fight in September. All right, my 7 minutes are up. That's seven fighters to keep an eye on that have made impact in the last 7 months. Everybody enjoy the fights. Stay tuned. Don't buy the pay-per-views. Check out MMA Core the next day. Watch them for free. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.